The number of Americans 80 and older is expected to double in the next 15 years, and more senior living communities will be needed to care for many of them. Ty Campbell is CEO of Roanoke-based SFCS Architects, and he says his colleagues already think far beyond grab bars and trip hazards, like less background noise and more natural light.
More and more research shows and proves that natural light is good for well-being, not only vitamin D, but control of circadian rhythms.
Campbell says senior living design should consider human factors like encouraging socialization.
So they can interact. They can be well. Other people can see them and interact with them and notice when there are changes in the behavior or in the gait.
His firm is sponsoring the conference to look at ways to enhance the quality of life in one's later years in ways they will be able to afford. Evan Jones, WFIR News.